Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
Thanks, guys. Everyone's excited here, isn't it? Thank you so much, everyone, for having me here. And today is actually a special day. I was just sitting there, and I just remember that 1 year ago, I proposed my wife. And the 1 year ago, I took the greatest decision of my life. And it's 1 year today that we are married. And anyway, I want to talk with you guys a little bit about faith, and it's one of the biggest part of my story, because everything that I have done and that I still do, it's through my faith that I have in God. And I was born blind, as you guys saw on the video, but I had that big desire to become a surfer since I was young. But I never had the opportunity, and I always was like in a group with people who could surf, and they have the surfboards around, and so many kids going to the beach and even at the school and whatever. So like so many people surfing. I was like, why I don't surf? And I just go to the ocean, play in the water, and I don't have a surfboard. And my dad has plenty of that in the house, and he never take me to surf. It's a bit sad. But I believe I grew up in a Christian family. I used to go to the church since I was a little baby. But that was not my own decision. I didn't do that like from my heart. I went to the church because my mom was an amazing woman, and she prayed a lot for me. So, and when I was 14 years old, I just decided, I want to go to the church. I wanna meet that God because of my own decision, not because of someone else wants to take me. Then, since that, everything changed. When I was 17 years old, I started to surf, and my life changed completely. And when you guys were doing the baptisms earlier, that reminds me when I got baptized. I was 19 years old. And for so many years, I was trying to avoid this. And I was a very Christian, and my pastor was asking me, when are you going to get baptized? I was like, I don't know, maybe next year, maybe, I don't know, let's see. Because I was not scared, but I didn't want to really commit with God. And until then, my life was not terrible, but was not as good as after. And after I got baptized because, actually, I'm going to share this with you. I was in Hawaii, and I was meant to come home after like 2 months of my first trip, overseas trip. And I was so frustrated. I was so upset. I was crying at the airport. And I was like, I don't want to go back to Brazil. I don't want to go back to Brazil. I want to stay here. And then somehow I got at the airport, and my flight got canceled. Like, something went wrong with my flight, and I think I bought a flight which didn't exist, and my flight got canceled, and I had to stay 15 more days in Hawaii. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay here 15 more days. And the pastor of the church that I was going, he came to me. I was like, okay, you told me that you didn't, because I actually told him, I'm not going to get baptized because I'm going home. We don't have enough time. And then he said, I think you have plenty of time to get baptized. So I got baptized, and Since I totally gave my life to Christ, everything changed. And I learned how to live my life by faith, because it's not easy when, like, if you're born blind and you go to a normal school and you live with normal people, and if you're not walking with Jesus, it can be hard. I tell you that because I have friends that they are blind and they find hard to get happy, but because they don't have Jesus. And so many people, they ask me, do you hang out a lot with blind people, with another? And then I say, I try, but some of them, they don't want to get to know Jesus. And then they ask me, everyone is as happy as you? And then I say, everyone who has Christ in their life, they are. And so then I'll tell a bit. So I went to Hawaii for the first time for surfing, and that was a big step of faith in my life. I had so many challenges to get there. And my biggest dream on that moment is to go surf in Pipeline, one of the most crazy waves in the world. And I knew that through God I could do it, because the Bible says in Ephesians that you can do everything through Christ who strengthens you. And I took a step of faith and I went to Hawaii. Then after that, we did a movie about my life, and the movie, it's the trailer that you guys saw, and it tells my journey. But the message of the movie, it's not only about me going to surfing and have fun and going to a beautiful place in Hawaii, but it's how, as the pastor was telling before, the text of the movie is in 2 Corinthians 5:7, which says that we have to walk by faith, not by sight. We gotta walk like what we gotta do, what God has for us. We gotta focus on what God can do, not what we cannot do. Because all of us, I think, we have challenges, we have problems, but I tell you, if we lean on God and if we first put Him as a priority on our life, we can overcome everything. And I have another video that I wanna show you guys, and it's the USB video. I think the media crew have that done. Can you guys please play it? Am I in front of the video, guys? Okay.
Just who we are.
thanks, guys. I think you guys like it because you're excited. I'm just put this here. Okay. So this clip is about a new project that I'm doing. I'm gonna be surfing the three most dangerous and incredible waves in the world, and that was just like a little trailer that we did for the new project. And I'm not showing those video to you guys so you can maybe he's showing to see how good he is, and because actually I'm not good, but I just wanna yeah, I'm not good. God is good. And I just wanna show you guys what God can do in my life. And so I was in Hawaii this last winter, so I did that, and I was preparing myself to go surf for another day, and I was so scared, like, because I was not surfing for a while, and I was trying to find an excuse to not go on that day. I was telling my friend, like, I don't know if I should go, and the waves will be quite big, and it will be the biggest day for me, and I was like, okay, I'll do it. And we prayed, and God just put in my heart, just go and do it. And now I understand, like, when people see those videos, they can see what God does. And I have some people that they came to me and they say, I wanna learn how to live a life just by faith, but what do you do? And they ask him, what do you do? And you just say, hey, do you believe in Jesus? Because he's the only God, and he created you, and he loves you so much, and why would you not trust in him? And I think so many of us, sometimes we struggle with something because we don't trust in him, and we don't let him guide, be the leader of our life. We wanna do whatever we want, and so God has a purpose for us, but maybe we don't wanna find a purpose. We don't wanna know what a purpose is. And I wanna tell you, God had a purpose in my life. I really believe that I was born blind because He had that all prepared for me. He knew that through my testimony, so many people would get saved. And people ask me, do you want to see? And then I say, of course I want to see. I think everyone who is blind wants to see. it's a question that doesn't make sense. But they ask me, and then I say, hey, you know what? God has promised me that I want to see, that I'll be healed one day. And I think he has his time, and I think he's not done with me yet. And in my whole life, I never used to get upset because I was not able to see. And I understand why I never got upset. It's because God didn't let that happen, didn't let that come true. And I believe he has promised to me that one day he'll heal me, and there'll be another testimony, another word to share. And the blind surfer will not be the blind surfer, it'll be the healed surfer through God. And I really believe in it, and I want to encourage you guys to give your heart to God, and just let him be the guide of your life and do his will on your life. And sometimes we ask for something, but God can surprise us with something even bigger and much more. And the Bible even say that, and it's the theme of, I'm doing a surf camp in San Diego with the kids, And we are sharing a scripture with them. In Ephesians 3:20, it says that God can do much more than we can imagine or ask. And I really believe in it, because when I started to serve, I just have that little dream to go to Hawaii and surf Pipeline, and that was it. And I never thought that I would become a professional surfer. I never thought that I would travel the whole world, and that's what God is doing in my life. And then I was not done. I really like challenge. I really like to do crazy things, and I was really happy with surf, but that was not enough for me. I wanted to do something even more crazy. So I found a skateboard and I started to jump on a skateboard and do downhill speed, which is something really crazy. I'm not sure if I can tell you guys to do it, because my mom was really, really upset with me. She didn't. I was not too good, because she said, "I don't want you to do it. You should not do it." But I did. But now she's fine with that. And I'm not sure how many minutes we have. Can someone tell me? I can't see the timer. 15?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I start. Am I funny?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll tell you something. My wife is much more funny than me. And when we do a joke, she takes like 30 seconds to get the joke after. So if you guys do a joke with her, just be patient. So she'll get that. So, and I start to skate. And so many people came to me and said, "Hey, you can do it. You have no idea how dangerous it is, and you're gonna kill people. You can hurt yourself really hard." The same story that I heard when I was starting to surf. And I wanna share a bit of that video with you. It's another video, and I hope it's in Portuguese. I'm sorry. On that time, I didn't speak English, but there is subtitles. Paixão agora é o skate downhill speed, que é uma modalidade do skate praticada nos longboards. E a gente usa ladeiras, a gente faz essas descidas em alta velocidade. E conheci a galera da Hey Joe, que é uma equipe de skate que tem em Guarapari, e eles me introduziram o skate.
Do nada apareceu no calçadão, eu não tinha uma loja ainda, com outro amigo e falou assim: "Deixa eu dar uma volta no seu skate." E a princípio ficou aquele negócio assim: "Caracas, como que deixa o moleque andar no meu skate?" Aí, mas não tem muito preconceito não, vamos subir.
Cadê a roda?
Tá cego, moleque, aqui na roda, o cavalo, você não tirou não.
Eu estou indo participar de uma etapa do circuito mundial que dessa vez vai acontecer no Brasil, em Belo Horizonte. Vai ser bem emocionante, porque a gente vai ter 120 melhores skatistas do mundo vão estar presentes nesse evento. Então eu vim pra cá com esse foco de completar o circuito do início ao fim da ladeira, independente da velocidade, sem cair. Meu preparo antes de descer uma ladeira de skate. O primeiro passo é fazer o reconhecimento.
Descer tranquilo, sente.
Logo em seguida, trocar uma ideia com o meu parceiro de como é o circuito, como que é as tangências.
A pior parte do percurso, de qualquer pista que for,
É as curvas, são as curvas. Então é muito difícil para duas pessoas fazerem.
Not funny.
Tá bem calor, então com isso as rodas desgarram bastante e na hora que eu tava fazendo a tangência da curva, eu peguei um desnível, passei logo em cima do desnível, foi onde a roda desgarrou legal e a gente caiu, mas foi super tranquilo, não se machucamos. Então, acabei de achar um prego aqui na roda, agora tá explicado por que eu caí, né? Com certeza, não tive 100% de culpa.
Vamos ver ali com os organizadores se dá pra descer de novo.
Ah, tem que dar, mano. Tem que liberar.
Como eu conheço o Derek, nada acertaria dele querer descer novamente essa descida.
Vai, galera, vamos bater casquinha pro Derek aí, ó.
Eu pude ouvir a galera torcendo por mim, vibrando. Isso é sensacional pra mim, saber que tem alguém passando uma energia boa, ficando amarradão. Então isso pra mim é sensacional.
Olha que a gente tá hoje descendo junto.
Parabéns. Meu conselho para as pessoas seria: a única coisa que impede a você fazer o que você quer é você mesmo.
Thanks, wife assistants. And so I want to tell you guys something that is really important for me. I think we all need to have a goal in our life. And what was my goal and still being my goal? Like, my goal was to be a surfer, to be a skater, but to find happiness. And I think the most important thing is, how can you find happiness? How can you find joy? And you can't find joy and happiness only through surfing, skating, or do whatever you want. You can find that coming to the church. You can find that seeking the kingdom of God, reading your Bible. And I think that that needs to be your goal, first of all. And also, if you are going through something, and if there is people that are not helping you, trying to discourage you, don't listen to what they say, because you are what the Bible says. God, he look after you, and he has everything for you. And if someone say, oh, you cannot do it, and you are not able, you are disabled, or you are not happy, you should not listen to that, because God is bigger than that. Your faith should be bigger than this. And like my faith in God, I always try to work on my faith. And I think the best way to improve your faith is trying to seek God and read the Bible. Because even the Bible says that the faith comes by hearing. And we should need to hear from God, hear the word of God, and make your faith stronger. Your faith needs always be bigger than your fear. And whatever you do, make your faith stronger than your fear. Like, I'm not saying for you to not fear anything, because fear can be good if you know how to deal with that. When I go surf, the first thing that I do before I jump in the water, I pray. I pray for God to protect me and for His Holy Spirit to be upon me. But I also fear, because if I don't fear, I can be in dangers. I think the fear works to show you where you can go. And I'm not telling you I don't fear anything and go do crazy things more than you can. You know what I mean? And also, there is something really that's really strong for me that I want to tell you. When I'm surfing, when I'm in the water, I always surf with someone else. But it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit talks with me. Sometimes I am on my own and I need someone to tell me when the waves are coming, because I can't see. But sometimes there is no one with me, and God totally talk in my heart. He's the wave is coming. And then I catch the waves, I surf the wave, but that's not about it. What happened is people see it and they ask me, because they know that I'm blind, and they ask me, how did you do it? And then I thought, there's God telling me the waves are coming and you should get it. And that's my message to you tonight. And I hope you go out of this church tonight not bringing the glory to me, but to God. And I hope you can really think how to live your life by faith, not by what you see and by what you think, but by what God can do. God bless you guys.
Hold up. Stand right here, young man.
Oh, thank you.
Stand right here. You know, let's give it up one more time for this brave man.
Thanks, guys.
Derek, just a couple things, man. I would love, as a church, we get to pray for you. Number one, because it's so inspiring. And I was just sitting down here. It was like, how many felt stretched tonight? Yeah. Come on. I'm telling you. Such a strong message. And I just see the number one thing I feel, even though people believe in Christ, they still deal with fear. And fear isn't the problem. It's being afraid to take a step anyway. It's analysis paralysis. And I'm telling you right now, I just feel like you just inspired, you unlocked some people. Even to the fact, you know, 24, is that right?
25.
But who's counting?
25, yeah, yeah.
Quarter of a century. 25 years old, still is passionate, going after it. He just said, yeah, like, I want to go surf the 3 most dangerous waves in the world. And then Blink and I was crying for him. And yet, meets an incredible, beautiful woman. I mean, just trusting. I know people that are trusting, you know, that where's my wife? Where's my husband? If we can live in that level of faith. So I want to pray for you tonight, just for your future, for those waves, for your testimony, man. I think it's just the beginning. You even said so yourself. You have the faith to be completely healed, but not enough people know about the blind surfer yet. So let's make a purpose. You can go on the back of this. This is his movie right now. I'm going to give a couple of them out. BeyondSightMovie.com. Also, WalkingOnWater.com. Check out those sites. Let's support this ministry. Let's get that thing out there. Let's spread the gospel so enough people hear about the blind surfer. So when he is fully restored and healed, God gets the glory to the next level. So church, if you could stretch out your hand. And why don't you come up and stand next to your man? Two become one. So we're believing for both of them. Let's just stretch out as a church believing for their future. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this mighty couple. God, I thank you for what you're doing in their life. God, we just speak faith to the next level. And God, we know that there's an anointing on this man, on this woman, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. But God, we ask that the platforms are increased, that doors that have been closed previously are blown wide open. God, we thank you, Lord. I'm just so, even where he said, I'm sorry, I didn't know English back then, to hear him now speaking in English, God. Lord, we thank you that you took a young man out of Brazil and put him on a world tour of faith, God. That, God, other people are getting unlocked and inspired. God, people are stretching themselves. I want to be like that, man. I want to have faith like that. And, God, we thank you that it's not a mustard seed we're speaking to. But, God, we thank you right now for a mighty harvest, that the testimony reaches the far ends of the world, that surfers that just love surfing, they lend an ear where no one else had the ability to speak into their life. Derek, I see you speaking into some of the world's greatest. You're a world influencer. God's given you authority to preach the gospel to people that would blow it off. You gain respect because of your bravery. And God, I thank you. I thank you, God, so much that they got to come to this house tonight, God, to share this testimony, to inspire each and every believer in this place to be bigger and to go after dreams, Lord. We thank you for this testimony. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Let's give it up one more time. Come on. How many of you are going to be watching this guy's future? Come on. Thank you so much for coming. Come on, we'll help you down. I just want to give an option. Wow, what was that? Was that a model wave or what was going on there? Man, he was in the back. He was in the back making fun of me. I said, yeah, I used to surf. I had a couple bad falls. And he goes, bro, I'm blind. What's your problem? No problem. I'll be on the wave next week. Pray for your pastor. I'm not going to get called out by this dude and not go surfing. But listen, you know, you guys could all take a seat real quick. I just want to, you know, just tell you, we can have an incredible service. But we'd be remiss and we'd miss the point if we forgot what we were doing in church. You know, I want to pray for two groups of people. The first group is, you know, if we could just all bow our heads and close our eyes. If you don't know who Jesus is, see, you saw a bunch of people get baptized tonight. But actually, it would be for nothing if they didn't know Jesus first. That's the key. The power isn't in the baptism. The power is in our Savior, Jesus Christ. And for those of you that may not know, like, what's he talking about? Listen, God sent his only begotten Son to die on a cross for you and I sin. You can't say, like, I'm a good person. Where do we draw the line? We all have sin in our life. We've all fallen short, but God sent his Son to take that sin so we don't have to. And if you accept him, you say yes to him, you say, Jesus, I want to believe in you. I want you in my heart. Then we get eternal life with him. And he empowers us to live an extraordinary life. So if you don't have Christ in the center of your life, in your heart, you've never made that decision saying, God, I want you to run it. That's what Derek's talking about. That is what he's saying. I have the faith to do big things. And if that's you tonight, I want to pray for you. We're not here to call you out, but everybody else that does believe in him, they did this at one point. They stuck their hand up in the air in boldness and said, pray for me, Pastor. I want that relationship. I want to crush fear. I want to walk in faith and not by sight. And if that's you tonight, I want to pray for you. So if you don't know Jesus, I want you to lift your hand right now so I can pray for you. I can get you a Bible. We can get you a book called Following Jesus. Anybody here tonight, I just want to give you that opportunity. If it's just one of you, it's worth the wait. God always stirs the hearts. How do I know? Because there's a little tug of war going on right now. Most people, they don't, you know, if they've already walking and they have a peace if they know Jesus. But if you have that little struggle, like, why does that dude keep talking? That's because God's knocking on your heart right now to make a decision for him. Is there anybody tonight? Come on. I see your hand, young lady. And if that's what we were waiting for, then thank you, Jesus, for your life, because God knows that you matter. Let's give it up for that young lady. Is there anybody else? Come on. Come on. I see your hand, another bold young lady. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Come on. You could always text 555-888 to follow Jesus. Just text follow Jesus right there on the sign. We'll get you a Bible. We'll get your details. We'll get you looked after. We're going to have someone come grab a Bible for you, too. We're going to give you a Follow Jesus book on the next steps. It's so powerful. The next group of people I want to pray for, if you felt like you've dealt with fear, I'm telling you, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy dreams, and I'm tired of it. So many people I want to do epic adventures with, but yet they can't step across the line to go travel the world. Dude, they get locked in. Some people are too afraid to fly. Do you know that? Fear grips their life. And tonight, if you make a decision to crush fear and break that thing off you, I want you to stand where you're sitting so we can pray for you right now. And sometimes it stands with boldness. I see that. Come on. Let's give it up for all these people standing right now. Come on. Tonight, this is where stuff gets set free. I love it. I thank you right now. See, a testimony unlocks people. So stay standing. I want you to hear this. Every one of you have a testimony. But sometimes even the fear of sharing our testimony, the devil wins. We got to even get a level of boldness. No, you're right. I was once here, now I'm here. This young man giving his testimony about getting baptized a year ago, and 8 people in his family, friends and family, getting baptized tonight because he shared his testimony. I'm telling you, there's a power with the word of a testimony, and that's what Derek did. He got up here and he shifted something in that power, and I'm telling you, every one of you have a testimony, and for those of you that are standing, that's boldness, and we're going to do an impartation. So other people around right now, if you could stretch out your hands right now. We're going to believe that every stronghold is broken. So, Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for these people standing right now. God, you know their hearts. You know the things that they've dealt with and struggled with. And right now, we break fear in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we break every stronghold, every lie from the devil. We delete every file that has been in there, locking them up and holding them back from their destiny. God, we thank you and we unlock purpose in their life right now. A next level of purpose. God, fear is crushed right now. We ask for supernatural joy and peace to flood their mind right now. May their heart know what joy is for the first time. May we silence the lies of the devil that have spoken untruths. Anything spoken that's not over of them, of you, Lord, has been spoken over their life. We break those words right now. God, I thank you for your testimony right now, Lord, of dying on the cross to take every affliction, and fear may be one of them right now. So we break that off. We stand in boldness. We stand with them and for them. And God, we see a future and a hope because you're a good, good father. So we stand, Lord, that we serve a good daddy who cares, that has a future and a hope and a purpose for our lives. And God, we thank you for overflowing joy for each and every person in this house. Let us know what that feels like. May us walk in it every day. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. In your son's name, we pray and agree. And the church said, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.